Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Brett Lear, Martin County Library Director. The Library System's Idea Lab, a digital resource center, will have its grand opening on Saturday, July 28th at the Cummings Library in Palm City. Brett, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me about Idea Lab and how it will work.
Okay. Idea Lab will be a dynamic experience where folks can come in and check out items such as iPads and Android tablets and iPod touches. We'll have iMacs and PCs. And then we'll also have folks available throughout the day that will help people learn how to use the technology in the lab. And then simultaneously, pretty much every day, there'll be some type of class or program or lecture around technology. And then over time, what we want to do is continue to add software to these computers to where if you're a graphic designer or an architect or pretty much anyone that's creating digital content can come in and use this equipment and, you know, either to advance yourself in the workplace or in education. But it's exciting. I really can't wait for it to open.
There was a recent Pew Center study that found for the first time more than half of adults 65 and older are using the internet, and right. The data shows the trend really picked up in the past year, particularly with help from offline outreach to senior citizens. Are libraries a part of that outreach?
We're certainly aware that seniors in our community really do seem to be taking to the technology very quickly. We have folks walking in that just got their Kindle. We have folks, you know, with their smartphones now. So I've noticed that trend too. And we have staff at every library really that pretty much every day now are, you know, helping someone come in and they've just got their Kindle. And then we purchase products that folks can download onto these devices. We have downloadable ebooks and we have downloadable audiobooks. And recently we just acquired a product called Freegle where you can actually download a song onto your device. And what's neat about that is you get to keep the song. It doesn't expire.
And I would imagine Idea Lab would also be geared toward the person who, for economic reasons, may not be able to afford an iPad iMac or whatever.
Absolutely. You know, there's still folks in the community that, you know, haven't yet acquired some of this technology. There's still a great number of people that don't have broadband at home. So that was definitely some of the thinking behind the Idea Lab is that, you know, this will be a great opportunity for folks that if you're aspiring to go to film school or something and you want to create a short film or that and you don't have that equipment at home, the library will have it for you. We'll even have a small recording studio where you can go in and either create a short film or a short piece of music. And absolutely, we'll be able to get you started on that. And I'm also sure there's times when folks in the community will know more than we do, and then we'll learn from them.
I'm speaking today with Brett Lear, Martin County Library Director, about their Idea Lab, which will be debuting on Saturday, July 28th at the Cummings Library in Palm City. As the printed word, whether books or newspaper, continues marching in a digital direction, how has it affected how libraries operate?
One thing that's challenging is that folks still love the printed word. They still love their physical books. Some folks prefer to read their books in large print. Some folks prefer to read via an audiobook. And now we have ebooks. So the challenge really is that sometimes we're purchasing the same title in a variety of formats. So there can be a funding challenge to that. So I think that our decisions will be driven both by what our patrons prefer and then also what the industry does.
Can you ever see a day where there is not a physical book to hold?
I don't think so. You know, I could see where perhaps the physical book maybe is somewhat niche, you know, where it's bestsellers and, you know, maybe something that you read before you go to sleep or something you take to the beach. People still love it, so I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I've been speaking today with Brett Lear, the director of the Martin County Library System, about their Idea Lab. If you'd like to find out more, go to their website, library.martin.fl.us. Brett, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much for inviting me.